Hi, hello, my kutzad ches of Yudalef. Kutz. So the mechaber brings down that the difference between if it's nirbe b'fnim or nirbe b'chutz. If it's not nirbe, it's not going to be chutz. If nirbe b'chutz, it's going to be chutz. It's nechlegu yishayin what's called nirbe, what's called not nirbe. The Mordechai says that if you can see it, even though it's shakua, even though it's inside, still that's still going to be considered nirbe, because unless you can see it, it's inside, it shouldn't be chutz. So the Torah says a gzera atu situation where it's going to be above. And therefore, it's going to be a aser. The Rosh, on the other hand, says that the gedder of nira is that it's on top of the baser or shoved to the baser. If it's equal to the baser, then rechishish that it's efsher. If it's shoved to the baser, it's efsher that it's not going to be sticking up. The Beisayisuf himself goes back and forth. Maybe it's not going to be machmir to say that nira means. As long as you see it, that's called Nira. The Maisa, the Maskana of the Beis Yosef is to go like the Rush, that if it's shoved to the Basar, we say it's Nira, Mashenkim is Shakua, it's going to be Asa. So therefore, somebody gets a splinter, if it's Nira B'chutz or shoved to the Basar, if any Nira, if it's not going to be Nira, then it's not going to be Chutzitz. When is it not Nira, why is it not Chutzitz? What's the Sivus Hadavar? What's the reason why? Huh? The what? So the Rash says the Sivus Hadavar is that when it's inside, it's going to be considered Balua. That there's something called Beis Hastarm, and something called Beis Balua. Beis Hastarm means Reil B'yaz Mayim. Balua is something which is Nivla Mi Bifnim. So something which is Balua Mi Bifnim doesn't. Balua? This is one Ekim Akaris. The second chulin, couple of makaris, because it's inside the body. In other words, when you go to the mikvah, so the water goes in your stomach. No, it's part of your body. There it is, blue inside. It's considered blue inside. Yeah, blue is more deeper, and we're going to see it's going to come with a couple different places. So the rashes over here is considered blue, being that it's blue in the body. It's once it's inside the body. Then it says the blue. Therefore, it's not going to be considered chatzitza. So if alach l'maisa, you get a splinter. If it's in the body, blue, it's going to be mutter. If it's shava or above, then alach l'maisa is going to be considered a problem. And Michatzitzik has a tshuva that aleph chaf gimel said during the war. There was a lady who was running for her life, and she took a coin, a silver coin. She put it into her tooth and covered it over. To use it as a bribe whenever she's going to need it in order to save her life. And the shaila was, is that considered to be the chatzitza for the tefillah or not?
Could she take it out?
Somehow she got into the tooth, I don't know.
She can't take it out?
What did I say?
She can't take it out.
She put it in, covered it over like with some type of filling or something. She put it like the Zakim says, I don't know how big of a coin is it. I have no idea, but she covered it over with the put in a tooth, covered it over, and the question was, is that can be considered a chetzitza for a tefillah or not? So mechitzitzach goes to our sugish. Also, the chetz inside the body is not going to be a problem. Why? It's like the rash considered below. So it didn't even have the coin inside the teeth.
Even though that's in the teeth, it's a machlokes starter.
But inside the teeth is not. In between the teeth is not. It is a problem that we see from my sugish with this rabbi. In the tooth. So we're gonna have to do a temporary filling. Not macaron with a thorn. No one wants a thorn in their body.
Yeah, but if they can't get out, they try.
Okay. No. There's a difference between. Wait. There's a very important difference, guys, between a chiluk between something which I have a problem, I can't get rid of it because I just can't. I don't want it to, but I can't get rid of it, or I don't care about it. I don't care about it, that's next. That's Mirchani Makbid. A problem that I can't get it out that we didn't discuss so much, but the Benitayim Pasha said something, well, it would really be a problem. I don't want it there, and it bothers me, just I have a difficulty removing it. Kipshuta, that's something which would be Chatzitza, we'll have to discuss more about that. So I've discussed about Kinam, fine. Wait, Sivim Zayin. We'll discuss Kinam when we get to Sivim Zayin. You know, these stories are going to have to develop as we go along. I was once asked by a lady, I mean by her husband actually, that she had a surgery for obesity and when they staple the stomach, that's how it works. And about 6 months after the surgery, after they're supposed to take out the staples, she was going like that. and she felt a staple in her body. On the outside.
But he came past the skin.
What did he say?
In the inside, she felt it.
Where are they normally?
Where was the staple? Inside?
On the bottom of her, you know, the stomach was like that. They made it shorter, and no, they staple it from the outside. And Kitcha, she's rubbing her, she's going like that on her body, a part she can't see, and she, boom. She's like, what's this? She's like, I'm so she has a staple over there.
Like a staple.
What about? She was very fast. Normally, Rebbe, normally there is a staple. Normal, what's the matisse of this surgery?
Of about 6 months, and the question is, what do we do now?
She wanted to, she
said,
it's a mistake.
Once he can be
made, gotta go back. Saying, me, it's me and Macbeth, and what?
She's pregnant.
What's the difference? Saying, what?
What's
the difference? What are you worried about? The Midas?
What?
Why don't we say it in the terms?
What?
Why don't we say it in the terms to not make a.
Do we ever find an Orthodox Rav who ever did that? No, I'm saying Shacharach has all the cases. Mira Makbid, Mishan and Makbid doesn't say, oh, once Mira Makbid, you don't have to go back to the mikveh because we feel very bad for them, and if they go back to the mikveh after once, they're just going to fall apart and they're going to be commit suicide and second as the fascists and the kids. I'm like, well, where's that come from? I'm saying, like,
why is that not a factor?
What do you say? Mayor Blaise, that you are able, I should not have to tell you his tricks, that you are able to say that go back without a bracha, it's a rafcha the milsa, even though Batsim, in this case, you should go back with a bracha. Batsim, me and Makbet, you should go back with a bracha. Kibati, Mayor Blaise, that you're able to do that.
What's the point?
Well, they're able to say go back without a bracha, the rafcha the milsa. You have to. Whatever, you have to go back, it'll make a bracha, maybe, ulai. Know that the person feel bad. King Kibatim advice that you're able to do that. But I don't know if I should be telling you this, but please don't spread it around. But. Yeah.
You never know.
What?
Oh, it's important. Why?
Anyone a favor if the luck is they have to go back by not making going back? You're doing a tremendous. You do what? No, it's not, whatever, you're doing a tremendous harm to them. Like what it's saying. Have I we try to find Sirufim by Lonsa to be Makel? But if it ain't, and this is the case of Mira Makbid and Amal Asot, and she has to go back. As a tshuva, let's say a lady, she had a. That's her over here, I don't know, on the Kavsad Chesam, Sif Yud Aleph. He discusses that a lady had a chetz inside the body, and she felt it, and then she did chafifa, and she took a shower, the bath, and afterwards she couldn't find it. And she
was inside?
She doesn't know where she was. She was outside, and she couldn't find it afterwards. If she took her bath and shower and everything, and she wasn't able to find it, she's looking for it, she couldn't find it. She went to the mikveh, and then the next day she found it sticking out. And the question was, does she now have to go back to the mikveh? Because now that's sticking out, that she's makbid. Or do we say, b'shas maisa? We can assume that it's in the body and it's going to be okay. And he says, we're dealing with this. She did chavifa, she did we're dealing with the safek darabanan over here. As therefore he says that you have to be makel and assume that b'shas maisa is inside the body, it's not going to be a problem. Sefer Beis. The Luchuchit Soya. Yeah, because you did a. She did a Chavifa Shia and she checked. It wasn't there, so you can assume afterwards. No, we'll assume it was inside the body. It was pushed inside the body, and then it moves around. That's the Mitzias, and it comes out later. Luchuchit Soya on a Buster, Sefer Beis, Machem Zeh, if you have sweat. This is a very important halacha. You have sweat. If she has sweat, it's not going to be Chavitzis, but that kind of lady goes to Mikra 2-3 days, is going to be. Zeh on her, and then again every single yontif. Every Shabbos chalias yontif, you have 2-3 days. Is going to be zeh on her. So saying that if it's sort of lach on the bus, it's not going to be chaytzes. Much like a niglad, kiglid. If it gets like hard, it's going to be chaytzes. So the back is what's the hezbedav. The hezbedav is that kolzman is sort of wet. The water gets in. Mashenkin, once it gets harder, it's going to be a chetzitza. The Sheva Levi says that he would say, Pshat, that the get a dove is more at smakbid. If it's like, it didn't get hard yet, a person at makbid. Mashenkin, if it, once it gets ready, a sweat coming together, then a person would yes be makbid. And he says, therefore, his mind is over, people, which people are more makbid. He says, Ken Zain is going to be chetzitza. Sweat, because people are more makbid. And what? The minute Goyim is Masam, I am from this. I would say she should try to wash herself off. In the mikvah, she should try to wash herself off. Make a in the water when you go in the mikveh, just go like that and whatever. No, is it because Ayla Bamaya or the Vart is because of Makbe? Not Makbe. That's the Shaila
Sifan. Not so worried about this?
Not so worried about it.
So is that right or not?
What do you say? I would recommend when you're going to mikveh on second day yontif, she should go into the mikveh water and just like rub herself off a little bit, try to get full of the sweat as much as possible. What? Or sour, less than rave a goof, whatever, depending on where you are, what you are, what type of system you have. The Tasa Shelas. Okay, Sefer Gemel. The Meluman al Basachitzim, Meluman, these things after a person is lush, you go like that, and there's going to be a little chutim. So now we say that those things are going to be considered a chatzitza. I forgot to mention one case, I'll come back to it. Those are considered a chatzitza. I forgot to mention one case. Shalit Shuva, I think it was based on the Dalai, discusses a person, a lady had like a surgery, and they put a cotton inside her body. And under the skin, like to hold something in place. Yeah. And the question is actually the chatzitza, and it goes back and forth, basically saying that's considered balua. The katzitza is inside the body, that's considered balua, and it's not going to be considered a problem. No. There's a tshuva me'ava, which is discussed more by which side is not like that, and he's been fappled back in tshuva me'ava. We'll have to come back a little bit more when we discuss cats and things like that. We'll have to discuss that. Fine. So if you discusses tit. Now, by tit, it says tit of vayin yoytzen drachim. There was a chitzin, other tit, lach is not chitzitz, yovish is going to be chitzitz. The Mar brings down for the Mordechai, it's telling makbid or not makbid. So, because it's two malachim in this sugya. The chilek and other titim. Is the seyla dover is because lach, the water goes in yovish, doesn't go in. That's malach of the Rambam. And the malach of the Mordechai is, it's a vada of whether you're makbid or not makbid. And therefore, if you're makbid, it's chitzitz, even lach. Mashenkein, lach, no, you're not makbid. Mashing, if you would be Makbid, it would be yes, be considered a problem. The Chazan is very bothered by the Mordechai. Who in the world has tit on their body and is not Makbid on it? Which normal person is not Makbid on such a thing?
A painter.
But we're not talking about a painter.
I mean, the old lady needs to walk around. I don't know.
We're not talking about a painter. A painter is not Makbid. We're not talking about a painter. That's if he's right. He said, who is such a woman? He doesn't understand. Who? He doesn't understand. Okay. Chazan is bothered by it. It's very namastavar to say something has tit on their body and not going to be makbid. Therefore, he's a little bit bothered. He doesn't like the mahalach of the Mordechai so much. And therefore, he says that there's more mastav in the circle like the Rambam and the Smag. Therefore, even though the Rambam paskins, if she's makbid, even though Alach is going to be tzaytzitz, he says, Malkim Tzarech, you're able to go ahead and be makel. And say the lum, this is Alach, where it goes through. Yavish doesn't go through, and if you are makbid, then it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. What? Yeah, like the mechaber, because it's more mistaber in the sugya, like the mechaber, not like the Rambam. And it's going to, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Now, in terms of what's at the machloikas between the mechaber and the Rambam, mechaber says the chloik in lach and yavish. Mashing the Rambam says if you're makbid, it's going to be chitzitz. In the das of the Mordechai, what's going on? Does the word go through? Or doesn't the word does not go through? What do you say? If it goes through, then how could it be a problem? The water goes through. If the water goes through, then why? If the water goes through, there's no reason why. Well, this shouldn't. So the way the Sudei Taz Masber, he says that even by lach, the water doesn't go through. But he holds that since
it's a funny machloek.
It's going to go wiped away against by the water, you're not makbid. And the mechaber always lach, water goes through. The Mordechai always water doesn't go through. And the stam is going to wash it away. You're not going to be chaitzis. Therefore, mashing, if you're makbid, you're going to be chaitzis. Aruch HaShulchan says that everyone agrees that there's some roishon left over. And therefore, the Mordechai is saying that, Aruch HaShulchan, maybe it was Memhei. The Aruch HaShulchan says that everyone agree that the pshat in the Mordechai is that he's masking that by lach it doesn't get totally washed away. There's some ration left over. Being that there's some ration left over, therefore a person is going to be makbid, then it's going to be chitzitz. Sifta Zvav discusses dioi, chalav, dvash, all these things that lach is not chitzitz, yovish, lach is the place to say now there's not bucking tit, therefore we're not going to make a chilek. And therefore, we're going to have to be machmir with everything is considered a chatzitza. Now, b'negei diyoy chalav, b'negei, a lady goes to the mikveh and she has dry milk on her because she was nursing. So, Allah chashaz, what's going to happen in that case? And the chaver paskins, if you have milk, diyoy chalav, dvash, dam, sarf, fatena, sarf, all these things, yveishim chaytzim lachim nechaytzim. That if it's yavashim chaytzim lachim nechaytzim, that if it's going to be dry milk, it's going to be chitzitz. If it's lach, it's not going to be chitzitz. The Ramah, which said that lach, if your makbe is going to be chitzitz, would also be going on this also. That if your makbe is going to be chitzitz, therefore she goes, if the makbe is wet, then it's totally in the mechaber Ramah, the Ramah say makbe is a problem. It's not a problem. I'm saying dry milk would be a problem. So the lady goes to mikvah and she finds this dry milk. That would be a miyad makbid. Doesn't if it's a man which would bother her, depending on how much it is, then that's going to be a problem, and therefore it's going to be a chetzitza. Mashenkein Dioi was saying that there's a chilek between lach and yavish. Let's say you have a sefer. Sefer Stam, he always writes. Is that going to be chitzis or not?
No.
What? Huh?
No,
so if he's like Umman who doesn't care about it, then an echanami, then a sefer who has ink on his hands, then a maisa that would not be considered a chitzitza. You just have to know if he has the same gedra of Umman. Umman in those days used to walk around with it, and they were fine with it, and that's the way they walked around. I'm also a gananet. A gananet also works with ink and paint, and a lot of times she gets her hands all dirty. But as soon as Gan's over, she washes herself off. So the Shevelevi Chadashani, they say that we're not big Selika Uman because they are makbid not to walk around like that. While they're working, they don't care about it. So you just have to know Sefer Stam, what the Metzias is. Do they just walk around with ink on their hands or they don't? If they mamash don't care, that's they walk around, then Achlami. We're not big Selika Chitzitza. Mashenkin, if they do walk around like that, then Achlami, then we're not big Selika Chitzitza. Well, they went to the mikvah and the shampoo. Well, there's Lachlan Maisa once they went to the mikvah, and after she went to the mikvah, they realized she had a little shampoo left in her hair. What's going to be Lachlan in that type of case?
It's
Lachlan.
Things that goes through. You come out of shower, man, and also you get dressed, and you realize there's a little shampoo in your hair, you go back in?
No, okay, so if it is lach, if it's lach, so according to the mechaber, the lach is going to be okay. The word goes through. According to Ramah,
it's not like pit.
We have to dan. Is it like the Ramah says lach is going to be makos, going to be a problem? Or maybe you could say it's better than the Ramah. The Ramah is talking about, let's say, the Zohar says the lavan is that it gets washed away, it takes time. Or the lavan is, let's say, aruch hashulchan leaves the reishim. The shahaz by shampoo, what does that do? After you put in the water, what happens to usually? Doesn't it get washed away? Normally it gets washed away. This time apparently it didn't get washed away. So the
wow.
Huh?
Right.
It's not a question. Do you have to don? Is she makbid on it or not?
Does she want to take it off now?
If it's a small amount and the person doesn't care so much about it, the Agda would be makbid, I'd say like this. If she go back in to wash her hair off, and
back in, maybe right now on the spot, she would take it out if she had a towel.
Yeah, no, but right. If she's dressed already, would you get undressed, spend 3 minutes to go into the shower, go to the thing, you like that to wash her off? If she would not do that, then that's not called she's makbid. If she happens to be in the shower and you go like that, that's not called makbid. It's because, like, why not? I'm here. And just to take it off. Mashenkin, if it's akpada, that she would spend some time doing it, then I'll be telling Mechaber and Ramah. According to Mechaber, it's okay. According to Ramah, it's not okay. Chazanish says, "Welcome, sir. Who's some of the mechaber? So you want to know if we lansa? And the chanam bevader would be make all. If it's not lansa, fine. Okay. So now, Sifik Zayin, the Masik of Mincha. What?
Yeah.
Sifik Zayin is a very sadistic simon, which puts together a lot of different chalakim. You have to put there a couple of cases we discussed so far in this man. We have Kchol Shaba Ayin, which we said Chus Ayin is going to be chaytzitz. That was one case. We have Deyoy and Sifta Zvav, which was saying, Chalating Lach, and a Chatzitz, Yavish is going to be Chatzitz. Then we case of Seva. Okay, Paskin, Seva is very negated to makeup. It's negated to, nail polish. and the Shaila is negated going to the mikvah. Those things, what's going to be the halachas. So, Mechaber Paskins. Seva, which Nashim put on the Panayim Yodayim, celebration is not chitzitz. Same thing, somebody is a painter, it's not going to be chitzitz. Who then somebody is Uman, who's a sheikh, or a katsiv, yadav tam, and mulachalachis, the dam, and he chitzitz, or even the yadim, and he makpeda. So first, when he gets to the Ramah, the Ramah says, Uman is not going to be chitzitz. Why is Umenak Sidi Chatzitza? I wrote people are yes, Makbis. So why is Umenak Sidi Chatzitza? Tarets is, they're their own sug. There's a Metzias of being called their own sug, that they are Uman, and anybody would be Uman, then they wouldn't be considered, they would not be Makbis, therefore that's not going to be considered Makbis. So we're going to have to discuss, so how far do you take that? Is a American their own sug? Is a Swadi their own sug? Is Russian their own sug? English own sug? Or Dafka Uman, because everyone, or we're not going to be Mechal like that, maybe go Basar Rav, just everyone, where everyone have to be Uman, that's who it would be. Are men their own sug? Are Russian their own sug? Like upon him, we see that the Ramah is saying that there's a concept of Uman being the own sug. Now by Uman, why is Uman not Chatzitza? Why is Uman not considered a Chatzitza? So we're saying because they would not be Makbid. Are we talking about a case, a regular person who had pain? There would be Makbid. Why would it be Makbid? Are we talking about pain which has a Mashus or doesn't have a Mashus? It's like one of the negate Seva. The Lashon Rishonim, they say two reasons why it's not going to be a problem. Reason number one is because Seva is not something that you Makbid on. Ad Rabbi, you want it. It's helping the person look nice. It's Miyapa the person. So it's not just me and Shemi Mak, but it's either the person wants it, and therefore it's not going to be Chatzitza. Tom number two is because it's a Dovah Shein Mamish. Seva doesn't have any mamashes to it. It's just a Dovah Shein Mamish. Being that something which doesn't have mamashes to it, therefore it's not going to be considered a Chatzitza. Very big nafka mina would be if you have makeup which a person which has mamashes to it. If you go like that and it comes off, then it's mamashes. Then if the only reason else is noi, then it's not going to be a problem, like most of our makeups. If the vart is in by mamish, so then in a chanami, this thing has mamashes to it, and then it's going to be considered a. Now, who wants to go to mechuk gavat? I'm going to speak on that 5 minutes, but who wants to go to gavat? Damidcha. Set other nafkah going to be all the way around. Unless you have an in by mamashes, which a person does not like. Very common, I get all the time. A lady has stains on her hand from baking, from cooking. And there are just stains on her hands. Is anybody mamish? But you don't want it there. Is that considered a chatzitza, or is not considered a chatzitza? So we have to work out the three sifrim. We have sifches, tazvav, yuzayin, and dharma of yuzayin. There's one mahalach to say that. Let's go sifches. Chol shabayin. Why is chol shabayin considered a chatzitza? The choira. Why is it even then seva? The answer is that there's yesh by mamish. Chol is yesh by mamish. Seva is anybody mamish. Being a chol has yesh by mamashes. And Sava is in by Mamashis, therefore Chol is considered a Chatzitza. Mashenke and Sifta Zayin, Yer Zayin is considered not Chatzitza. Therefore, make up a Chatzitza would, yes, be a problem. What's the chat by Dioi? Dioi Lachara does not have Mamashis. So why that be considered a Chatzitza? So there, Chavir the Mahal Chadavar is, okay, you have to have both reasons. Dioi is not Liyoifi. Being that's not Liyoifi. So therefore, being that's not Liyoifi, therefore, it's going to be chaitzis, even though it's not considered anybody mamish. In other words, in order to make it seva, could be need two reasons. One is anybody mamish. Two is there for niceness. Therefore, sivches chol shabayin is something which is mamashis is a problem. Dayoi makeup can be like makeup. It's nice, but mamashis. Dayoi anybody mamish. Oh, one second. Dayoi anybody mamashis, but it's something which a person does not like, therefore it's going to be a problem. And so the Italian wants to bring a riot from the Ramah, that's what he holds like, because the case of Tseva, he assumes that Tseva is a case of Embe Mamish. So he says, Tseva is Embe Mamish. And the only reason I'm mutter is because the person is a Uman. Mashma, if you're not a Uman, then it's going to be a problem. I is Embe Mamish. Elmais like Sitaira, Vais to Chois, the opinion of the Ramah is you can have to have both reasons, more like the Prisha, you have to have both reasons together, you know, both reasons going to be a problem. What I say? One second. The other approach to say is that in order to be makel, either reason is enough. Either not makba is enough, anybody mamish is enough, or the fact that it's lenoi, then it's going to make it okay. How do you answer, let's say, the Ramah? Ramah says that Uman, only because he has tseva, is not a problem. I think it would be tseva. Only Uman's not a problem. Mashenim, if you're not a tzavaya, it would yes be a problem. So Moshe says, doesn't sense to your tarazvaya. Why can't you say we're talking about a case that there's mamashis on the paint? That's the case. Therefore, Davka Uman's not makbid, but anyone else
would. Why is Uman not a problem?
Okay, he doesn't care about it. He doesn't care about it. So why can't, maybe, is that all the person out? Because what's the reason since the Zanacha? That there's Imre Mamish, therefore it's a Raya. Maybe somebody is Imre Mamish. The case of Kechol, that he says that that would yes be Chatzitza, it's makeup, Zat Chacham Sadam, then no, over there is not Tamar Lenoi. If it's Lenoi, and it's not be a Chatzitza. Over there is Tamar where it's not Lenoi, and therefore we're not be Chatzitza Chatzitza. The case of the Dioi, that we say over there that it's going to be considered Chatzitza, you can say it's talking about Yesh Ma'am Mashas. It's talking about Yesh Ma'am Mashas, and you don't like it, and therefore not be considered a Chatzitza. Now, those are two approaches how to learn the Shulchan Aruch. The Prisha and the Ba'ach are noita to be Machmer. They're going to have both reasons, and they go like we said before. They learn, they have to have both reasons to be a Zion, and they learn like the first Malach we said. The Taz, the Chayra holds like the first Malach. The Taz says that a lady, she touches her hands, and she gets some type of... She's chamim on her hand, so over there he says it's not going to be a problem. Why is it not a problem? He says, Tavo matzah makam echabeguva shuchas makam shnoga bebekosli besamechatz. Why is it not a problem? Because it's saying mamish. Meaning they say mamish. Therefore it's not going to be a problem. So this is halacha ma'isa. What's the halacha with makeup? Can a lady go to mikvah with makeup on or not? So if you go to malacha the taz, what should come out of shitay? You could, because each reason alone is enough. Being each reason alone is enough, so she wants it there. Therefore, Pashas should be okay. If you go to Mahalach of Sidi Taira, Mahalach of the Bach and the Priest, and the Maisa, the Chayra should come out, then the Maisa, it would be a problem if it has Mamashis. If it doesn't have Mamashis, then it won't be a problem. So in the Svarim Shev, Levi Chadashani, Ramoisha and Shuva, they say the Ikar Din is that each one alone would be enough. Be Soid. Just they say, well, ma'isa will machmer anyhow. Asagar sharidura, lachila should get everything off. Therefore, lachila should take everything off. Anyhow, even mitzvah makar we take off. The ikar reason is the ikar din is like that. Makeup would not be a problem. We're machmer for lachila sharidura, but be aside the ikar din is that's okay. No, machmir b'zeh. The minute is be machmer in it. It should be machmer in it. But minigaya, a lot of places where the people are less from the Sephardim traditionally, they go to mikvah. You have a lot less from Sephardi go to the mikvah than Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi is only different from going to the mikvah. It's fine. It's cultural, it's spiritual. There's a that they will go to the mikvah. What? The big neshamas. You want to get your shemaim, have a conversation with the taxi driver, the Sephardi taxi drivers. You know, you got a good hardcore mercer, you know, from them. Amuna b'tachin. What? So therefore, Hansak, and therefore, you know, we're not even local in these places to make a makeup for them, even like Achila. When they're in a regular normal situation, but that klal, you know, it is totally in the two malchim, lechila shayidura, you know, we're not, it's not lechila go makeup. That's what it says in the Chuvas. Lamaisa, lech lamaisa, I do not think you're able to make all makeup for two reasons. Reason number one is that one Mechavish's wife is a makeup artist. And she said, the Matthias is the waters, when you go into the water with makeup, most of them are they going to run. As soon as you go into water, it's going to run. By the time you come up, it's not going to look nice. And she's going to wipe it off. Let's have a makeup which is very, very strong, very, very and water absorbent. So she goes into the water, it starts running. Kesemisha says, when does the tire happen? Tire is when you come out of the water. Now we're in the water. So you go into the water, it runs. At that point, right, it's going to be a makbid. It's going to be a makbid. She doesn't want it there. It's not Lenoi anymore. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. So she goes into the water and she comes out. And now she wants it right off. Then that's going to...
But if your girl stays on,
like, if your girl stays on, then I'll come then.
Most people take off their makeup before they go to the shower.
They take it off every night before they go to sleep, right?
It's waterproof now.
They take it off also before they go to sleep. They want to get on their... They take it usually with that, they take it off before they go to sleep. They want to get on their pillow, right? They wipe off their makeup. So, okay, you have to know if it's waterproof or not waterproof. I'm saying if it is, it isn't. But any makeup which is going to run, then it's going to be considered a problem. So therefore, you know, the classic case going around, Kal Shabbos Shavar Brachas. Also, they always take it off. It's not like the Shavos, they kept it there. They take it off every night. So Kal Shabbos Shavar Brachas. The Shavos going around. What do you Kal Shabbos Shavar Brachas? Send your mikvah night as well, Friday night. What should she do? She goes to the mikvah. Everyone's going to know that she, what? Everyone's gonna know that she went to the mikvah. So you know, what are the options? I'll go.
We had it. You could go by day and come back by night.
So one option we have: go by day, go by night. There's another option. My chassan teacher told me that they had in Lakewood. I mean, he must have told me 20 years ago. He said what they did was that she put on makeup, and then after she took everything off. Friday night and went to the mikveh. They opened the mikveh for afterwards. Do the makeup rub off. You can just rub it off. Not a problem taking it off. There's no problem of. They did the type of thing where it wipes off and you just wipe it off and therefore.
What about
Shabbos Day?
What?
Shabbos Day.
When
the makeup comes off, it's not like
a
mamish.
Say that, people. No, I hope they're not looking that close here, okay? But. Or you have a makeup which is going to last. If you have a makeup which is going to last, then it's going to okay. You can have a goy put it on. It's another eitzah. You got a goy to put it on. You know, those are different eitzahs. But if it's wet, we want to push off the makeup. Chassid, come on. But if it's going to be a makeup which is going to run, that's what I'm saying. The makeup which is going to run, mo'od lo pashut, and the chari even b'diavad. The chari, you have to go back because it's at that point. Now, b'negeya, the hands, they put on their hands nail polish. They have a type which you put on, which just stays on and it can't come off for a month. What? So Ramesha in the Tshuva is discussing that. So Ramesha writes in the Tshuva over there, he writes, Batsam, he holds the Ikka reason is noise enough. Nervous, he writes, you know, he says, even Sidi Taira, even those who are Machim, were else, two reasons. He said, maybe the mask into Lenoy is enough. He brings Raya, Ramesha is based on Machimel. He brings Raya, it could be Lenoy alone would yes be considered enough. Even if Ramesha is maybe, we're not being considered enough, could be Lenoy alone would yes be considered enough. So Ramesha writes that. But nicely, we're not recommended. Befrat, it starts off with noy, then after a while, comes not nice. Moise, albaila, ego, you know, then and chanami bimekel, but he's not so excited. I thought he wouldn't send back. Unless it runs, what? You're not so thrilled about it, but. Because the Ikea didn't we all Edson be so it's okay if it's not going to run. Vaita noy, and lahachmur, the minig is definitely. Based on the base. No, if it's aimed by mamashas and it's seva, yeah. So we have both reasons. They have aimed by mamashas makeup?
A marker is aimed by mamashas.
If it's the Lenoy and aimed by mamashas, you have both reasons. Besides, be okay. So you have to know the Shari Dura.
Where's the Shari Dura here?
The Shari Dura. But it's interesting. I think it's just a thing that it does aimed by.
A marker.
But it has to be also something, what?
Imagine you used like a black marker.
Say it. Okay, fine. Out again. On